Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility, where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up, because we're going live.
Live
on the Fight Mixer Show.
Good evening, everybody, and I think we're waiting on David still and Andrew to show up. It's nice to have you, Stanley, on our show. This is a new sport developing in Norway, Ragnarok BKF.
Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit about how you guys got started and where you're going?
Absolutely. Good morning, by the way. Ragnarok Pinnacle Fighting started. It started me and Andrew has been fighters for about 30 years, and we've both been professional bare knuckle boxers, We want to make something big because it's Andrew is from England, and in England there are a lot of companies doing this. There are no companies doing this in Norway, because Norway is probably one of the hardest countries to get it approved. I think there was only Norway and North Korea who didn't have allowed boxing until 2 years ago. In this country, so it's it was kind of hard. So, but me being the first Norwegian professional bare knuckle boxer, it opened a lot of doors for me and gave me a little, what do you call it? A head start. So I started.
Real quick, I know I have a friend over in Norway that does MMA, and
yeah.
MMA is still outlawed. Is that correct?
Yeah,
it's not sanctioned.
No, it's not sanctioned, as you call it. The thing is with Norway is that we allowed boxing to be legalized for 3 years ago, and that included that they had to come up with some kind of way to regulate the boxing. And to regulate boxing, as you know, you need a rules of association that can control. That you will follow to control the boxing arrangements. The problem in Norway is that mixed martial arts and Thai boxing and things, they don't get a legalized government association because they are pulling it tight. So they don't have any competition. It's new in Norway. So they're very strict with it. But boxing came from bare knuckle boxing originally. So, and we have basically the same rules, except the gloves, of course. So, to get it sanctioned, as you say, or regulated, as we call it, we needed a rules of association in the association to be legalized. So, what I did was I applied for it for 6 months, I think. Yeah. And it got turned down every time. So I was just thinking, how do I get it through? So I looked at boxing's rules of association, and they had seven rules of association, like weight categories, with age, with medical check, everything. But none of those rules included gloves. So I just thought that, okay, if that's the way to get it through, I just put bare knuckle in front of boxing, and I got it legalized. So that basically I got it. I got an association then that would be legalized by government to regulate it. So I got in the back door, basically. So,
how long have you been working on this? And you know, when did you start the project?
It started when that happened, actually, because the only reason I wanted to start an association was because I was pretty irritated with the boxing association always coming to my, commenting on my TV shows or commenting at my newspapers that this sport was not regulated. And I just thought, what the fuck is regulated? How do I get it regulated? So I just looked into it. And you need rules of association and thereon, and I got it. Now it's regulated. And that is probably the hardest part to get through. You need a legalized by government association that can regulate it. And I don't think that MMA or Thai boxing has that in Norway. So we just got in the back door with the same rules of association as boxing. So that's how it started, just because I was a little bit angry with them. And then Ragnarok, of course, comes from the Northern mythology, the biggest battle in that mythology, of course. So I thought that would be an excellent way of having a battle, what do you call it? A fighting association. One looks out like that.
And so now your idea is to basically go around battling like old school, under old school names like Spartans and
I'm sorry, I just dropped out there. The first thing I wanted when I got this approved, of course, I knew that I wanted to put on a show, and I knew from the start that I wanted to put on a show that would be the best in the world. So I just I looked a little bit into the American wrestling, and I think we have a lot to learn from that, because everybody knows that wrestling is choreographed, or what do you call it, fake, but it's seen by hundreds and thousands of people, and that's just because it's entertaining. It's a good show.
Right.
And I thought that if we put on the best fight show, why not make it entertaining for the crowd? Why not make it a real show? So when I sat down, I'm from Norway. My nickname was the Viking when I was fighting. I thought, okay, that's enthusiastic in Norway. We are proud of Viking heritage. And I thought, how can I get this to be seen by normal people? So I just thought, okay, Vikings versus the English, why not? So we started with that. The English come back for revenge, and that led to that. I made a little YouTube, but I made a video on my iPhone, amateur video. I sent it to England, and it was shared all over the world. So now we are, I don't know how many shows we're going for. Everybody wants to fight the Vikings. We have Italy, the gladiators. We have Spartans, in Greece, and that attracts the crowd. You don't even have to like fighting, because you know you get that like with the flag and patriotism. If you take something that they're proud of and put it up against another one, you have enthusiasm. So that's basically why it's become so popular.
Yeah, and from what I'm understanding, what I read about the organization is you're actually trying to take care of the fighters versus forcing them to do all the extra work that BKB typically makes the fighters do.
How can I say this without being rude?
Be rude.
Yeah. that's one of the main things. We're not being rude. We're not here to compete or take over and everything. We're here to take part. So that's why Ragnarok is basically but it's a good thing. Ragnarok is basically like a kind of Champions League. You can join if you want to, but we don't compete with you in your country and England or Italy. We just go around and fight things. We started the story with 13 Vikings setting sails in June. First fight is in Norway. Then we go to Italy, Poland, and so on and so on. So as a fighter myself, you have been connected with many bad promoters. You have been connected with maybe some bad companies. So I thought, why not make a good company that takes care of the fighters? And one of the first things I wanted to get rid of was that you have to sell your own tickets just to pay your own wage. That's insane. You can check out everybody who does it in England. It's like, okay, how much do you get paid? £500 is normal rate. And you sell exactly 15 tickets. That makes £500. So basically, you're not paying your shit. So that was something I wanted to get rid of from the start. So we don't let our fighters sell their tickets to pay their own wages. We use Ticketmaster for that shit.
Yeah. Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, and we double the wage, of course.
Also good.
So you had said that you're a fighter yourself. What promotions have you fought in? What type of fighting have you done? And what's your background overall? Three questions.
Let's see if I can remember them. My background is from Kyokushinkai Karate, full contact karate. So I did that for 20 years, and I went into K1. And from there, I just had a relapse year, a few years off, and I just got offered a contract to fight in England, in Darnockle. So it's basically been like that, yeah. But I've been in the fight business for 30 years. Next question, I can't remember.
More about your background. So you have no boxing background.
No boxing background. No. Only from K1 then, and that's basically kickboxing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And then what made you get involved with Andrew? Like, how did that come about as far as you meeting him?
I know where you're heading now. I was signed by a company called UBKB first in England. That's Sean Smith, of course, the enforcer. And that didn't work out planned. Yeah. Basically, when I wanted to start this in my own country, they wanted more than I could give them, and so I was let go from my contract because of a misunderstanding that they fucked up on. But it's that will be a later story. But I needed some guys to get me fighters. We don't have any fighters in Norway. I'm the only one. So Andrew was basically the only promoter I knew that has a fight background. That means that he has some kind of dignity and morality, which is a strange part in that business.
In the fight game, that's tough to find sometimes.
I don't know many.
I think your country is way better than that.
Maybe Don King could help.
Yeah, probably.
So that's surprising to hear because Norway is known for being a very tough country. You guys don't have that many fighters there.
Yeah, but everything's illegal in Norway. Everything is basically illegal, yeah.
Yeah, MMA is basically outlawed. They can't practice it or fight it. You can practice it, right? Or you just can't hold events.
We had a law that was terminated now in 2016. You could go to jail for organizing that shit. But MMA is nothing is illegal anymore. It's just not regulated by the right association's rules. So it's the government is making it hard. I don't know why they do it because they're not competing with boxing or something like that. I don't see the problem. There are less damages. I don't see the problem. But, you know, politics, it ain't easy.
So it's all politics. It's not like...
Yeah, you can call it what you want to call it.
if it was just politics, if it was just politics, then they'd be okay because it comes down to money. Money is how politics is run. It doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know how it's in your country, but we have something called the Athletics Association that rules all sports. And they basically sit on the top and decides if you don't follow their rules and if you don't use their sponsors, you won't go to Olympics, you won't go to World Cup. So they have taken the way into the European Championship, to the World Championship, to Olympic Championship, everything like that. They have made they have to go through them. And I don't remember. Do you remember Northug? It's a skier from Norway. It's a cross country skier. He was sponsored by Red Bull and BetSafe, and of course they wouldn't pay 20% of the sponsor money to the Athletics Association, so they denied him to go on to the Olympic team. And he was the best skier in Norway.
Wow. That's pretty corrupt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know, associations are made by a gangster from America, so that's how it started.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of makes sense. Yeah. Sorry about that.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
What's that, Gabe?
I said that makes a lot of sense. Wait for the delay. Yeah.
I remember when they tried to crack down on the amateur MMA in Iowa like a decade ago, there was a lot of talk that they were trying to use it as a way to distract from the other politics that were going on that they didn't want everyone knowing about. So they put a big focus on trying to shut fighting down.
Yeah. As during this process, we have to I have to go through a lot of numbers and have a lot of medical journals ready for TV debate or something. If when that comes, that would be fun. But if you look at the worst fight game in the world is boxing. There's a death every third week in boxing. 13 fighters die every year in boxing. Yeah. And if you can see like and that's just on a regular basis. Head damages. 50% of all professionals who are finished, they have brain damage. 50%, that's one out of two. That's pretty high.
Yes, real high.
And since BKFC made it legal, with medical, that's been zero deaths from now. And guess how many it's in boxing? 42 at the same time. So it's I can't understand how that sport can look down and point at other guys saying, oh, that's dangerous when they have all the deaths. I don't see. I don't know what the politics goes on there.
Well, they've been around a lot longer, and being around for the time frame that boxing is, they take the lion's share of combat sports. It's unfortunately the big 800-pound gorilla, and because of that, they make the decisions.
Yeah, but again, it's like I think all fight styles will basically help each other, the other guys up. So fight business is fight business. I think why not make room for the other guys? And if the associations want percentage, okay, let's bring MMA fighters to Norway. They can at least bring some money in.
Yeah, I mean, competition is great for the consumers, but for the actual businesses, if you're the big guy, you don't want any competition. So, I mean,
yeah, but again. You have an association because you want to take care of the fighters. That means that if you can get something that makes zero deaths, why not go for that? I don't see the problem.
Well, I don't see a problem with it. I'm just saying that, you know, in a the organization doesn't sound like it was actually put in place to protect or help the fighters. It seems like it was put in place to just keep competition out.
Yeah, I don't know.
They have a monopoly. It's basically a monopoly. Yep.
It would be fun to have a debate.
The best thing government can do is snuff out your competition for money. That's what it does.
Yeah,
best.
Probably.
So, where is your first event being held? When and who you got on your cards?
I know you know a lot of them. Basically by starting the way we do, we take care of our fighters. We pay them the double wages. They don't sell tickets. We have a normal approach. As the fighters are the guys making money for us. That's our main income. So we have to be careful with how we treat them. So we treat them good. So we get the best fighters. We're probably only missing Tyler Goodchild, I think, and Godbeard. And other than that, we have the best guys in England in Ragnarok. You want any names?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got guys, world champions like Gas Corrin. We got one of your guys, Shannon Rich.
Okay,
he's fighting in the main event. We have, I think we have 17 title holders and through 26 fighters. Is that, yeah, something like that. We have, you have Jack, oh, fuck. Just 1 second. We have, yeah, we have a we have Gustav Sederman. He's the European champion. We have yes, when we have yes, guys, we have fuck.
I gotta put you on the spot, man.
Yeah, we got Simon Sinkovic. He's he was in the final 2 years now in Votora. What the hell? Sorry, it's just putting up to me.
Where's your buddy Andrew at?
I don't know. He probably passed out somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, we have the guys that we're talking about over there. We have Shane. Holy shit, man! We have Martin. We have Daniel Medina from Germany. He's champion. Yeah. What do you say?
No, I was gonna. It sounds like you have a good roster, but you're just you're at a loss for them right now.
Yeah.
But is it gonna be kind of like a traveling road show? Like you were saying, wrestling. Is it gonna be like Team Norway is gonna go to each of these countries and fight them, and then they're going to come to Norway, and it's just going to be like traveling, like again, like very much like you brought up wrestling, to where you're going to go into countries, you're going to be there on the road, and then you're going to go to the next, you're going to be fighting along like just a constant date of fighting in different places.
Yeah, as we are trying to bring in the history of the Vikings. So that's basically in Ragnarok. So we set off the story with being 13 Vikings that sail for Europe to conquer and to face the biggest opponents through all times there. So they are going to the first thing happened is that English come back to Norway to revenge what we did there 1,000 years ago. So that made a massive impact in England. Everybody wants to come over and fight and get their revenge or something like that. So it triggered the audience. So that's also something we're going for. I know in England and in America, you don't have the big crowds. They're more going for the pay-per-view or something like that? Or?
We have no crowds right now.
No, but
I've been to the BKFC events, and there's crowds. They're not huge. I mean, it's not stadiums, but there's definitely crowds. It's a good time, but. COVID's definitely put a damper on the.
Of course, but I don't know. Have been any big crowds there? Basically, we have about 1,500 pre-sale tickets, pre-order tickets already, and we are going for a crowd from 3,000 to 5,000. And that's you get that crowd if you make something enthusiastic for people. You don't have to be a fighter to support the Vikings. You know, you can. It's just like the patriotism. Everybody supports the flag. And to get the best show, we had to have the best fighters. We have to have the best halftime show. So we're bringing in the best rappers from Norway. We are we have TV companies, Denmark, Sweden, following fighters up to the event. We have Netflix coming. We have one of the biggest streaming companies wanting to buy all the rights to the show. That's already now in place. We have it all. We have actors from the Vikings series and the Game of Thrones coming there to promote. So we're basically building a show for everybody. So we are going for a big crowd, and that's why they started going from Italy. They offered us the Gladiators. That would be a great fight, Vikings against Gladiators. And that show started. So the deal is we go to a country, to Italy. We go there, they get the ticket money. They come back to us. So it's a two-way deal, home and away fights. So now we have set up 10 fights to Europe now first. That's already arranged.
Do you have women fighters in your promotion?
Sorry?
Do you have women fighters in your promotion?
We have two women fighters being signed, being released now in the next few days.
Any name drops or?
I can't drop it right now because it's not been but there are two. Well, it's one English girl and one Scandinavian girl fighting for each team. So it's they have a background in Thai boxing and Thai boxing, I think. So it's going to be good.
So when do you think you'll make the trip over the ocean to America?
Every day we get calls from people around. We have made agreements in Australia. We have made agreements in Africa already. We have been talking to Americans. So we are basically taking it from continent to continent. First Europe, then we go for America, and then we go for Australia and Asia and so on. So it's working out pretty good.
Have you been in contact with BKFC or anything over here to kind of arrange fighters or fighting or anything? Or
I can say as much as they were the first guys who called us.
Okay, well that's a big start. So
yeah,
good start. Well, in America, we love gimmicks. So having a group of Norway fighters come over, that's like a huge thing for a selling point. Trying to match up fighters.
It is, and then that's what I meant with the wrestling WWE. Everybody knows the choreograph. They make a show. They make an entertaining show. Why don't you do that at the same time as you have the best fighters?
So, are you going to do any like?
Let's go.
Go ahead, Gabe.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So this is going to be real fights, correct? And there's not the gimmick is. Oh, okay, because I think that's very important that you distinguish that you understand that there's an entertainment aspect to wrestling that's also fake, and that's what throws a lot of people off. Like when I was a kid, I loved pro wrestling until I was 12 and realized it was fake.
It
sounds like you're just wanting to take the best part of both wrestling and.
I'm just taking the entertainment part. Not of a fake part. This is right. This is 100% bare knuckle fighting. But instead of having a country representing America against Norway, we have the Vikings fighting the gladiators in Italy, for example. And we have the proudest. What's the proudest fight group you have in history in America? What would that be?
Pretty diverse. I mean, you would either have like Patriots or I don't know.
The Texas Rangers. That's our team.
That was some of the proudest thing you had. Then the Vikings would fight the Texas Rangers.
Yep.
I don't think that's the proudest thing you have, though. But
it's proud of me.
Not even close.
Yeah, because we're some hero guys from the war or whatever.
Not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that intrigues people. That's what the TV companies contacts us all the time. What are you playing like history? It's the proudest thing we have in our country. Yeah, and the other one is also the proudest. So then we have a crowd going bananas. The English are writing on Facebook. They are coming up here to kick the shit out of Vikings because what we did for 1300 years ago. So they want pre-sale. They're probably going to buy 300 tickets just coming from England.
Let's bring back segregation. Make everybody go for their own team.
It's, yeah. So,
I'm kidding.
I don't know if we want to do that.
I disagree with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree with that statement.
I just love the gimmick of, let's take everybody back to just only supporting your own team.
Yeah, but that's something that normally.
Well, nationalism is still. Well, nationalism is still nationalism, and it's still very real. I mean, we go America, USA, number one. You know, I nationalism is something very, very different than segregation.
Of course.
We can be nationalistic.
Tomato, tomato.
Be nationalistic about, like, being proud of your country.
I think you didn't know what word you were using there.
Yeah, but if you maybe had the Navy SEALs guys fighting the Vikings, maybe,
that would be a good one.
So that would make people come there just to – people didn't give a shit about fighting. They would come to see that. It's America against the Vikings. So that's what brings people together, and that's how you get the big crowd.
Right.
So next question.
Are you saying you have 10 total like actual like matches or events?
We have 6 countries. That makes 10 fights, you know, or 10 shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know when the first show is going to be?
The first show is going to be June 2021 in Norway.
In Norway, okay.
That's when the English come back for revenge.
And are me and Gabe and Ali's tickets on the way, or how's that work?
We can work something out. We can ride coach, that's fine.
Not a problem. The cool thing about this, when you approach people and companies like we do, they basically contact you at all. We have already arranged with sponsored tickets to planes and to flights and everything. So we are flying all the fighters up here. We are paying them the double the wages, and we are putting them in hotels. We are paying the whole weekend for them and sending them back. We're even picking them up in Porsches at the airport.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, we got Porsches.
You said Porsches in on it. It's good commercial. You said you're bringing an American fighter. What team is he fighting for?
The Vikings.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Basically, it's the Saxons that's coming to fight the Vikings. So, but the English would be a little bit so. But the Saxons were in a fight with Vikings. They actually stopped the Vikings from taking whole England. So it was something that made it, the trigger
right.
With more. Yeah.
So is there any going to be go ahead.
Earlier you said that Shannon Rich was going to fight for you. What team is he fighting for?
He's fighting for the Vikings.
Okay. Got it.
So he has some Viking genes, you know?
There you go.
Is there going to be any like pageantry at the shows, you know, you know, like when the Vikings come out, you're gonna have them wearing, you know, Viking style.
They get capes
and drums and all that, or
Have you seen the Viking clap that Iceland does, the Viking roar? You know what? No. When they go out, they start the fights when they go out. They clap their hands. About 10,000 people go clapping and just go whoo with a drum. You have seen that?
I haven't seen that.
Everything is done in Viking way.
I have not.
Even the ring girls are wearing Viking dresses. So we don't piss off the ladies. We call it the association that have women rights. But all the guys working there are going in Viking costume. So we are basically making a Viking show.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Have you thought about having ring boys? There's a promotion here that does ring boys. Have you thought about potentially doing that? A crossover?
It's very progressive.
So, just so you know, Bare Knuckle BKFC last event had a ring boy. He was a ring man. He just
yeah, so that ring
man. He's really funny. His name's Clay Teal. He's a funny guy. We had him on the show.
Yeah.
So, just so you know, we're not getting weird here.
Yeah. I'm nothing surprised me, but
it's not a great fight.
You just had a president that was pretty weird. We haven't talked about that. The Vikings would not approve with a guy going around in the ring, so it would not work out too good.
Fair. Not work out.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't really want to take up, you know, all your night. I know you. It's what 2:33 in the morning there.
3:00 in the morning here.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
So I mean, I'd like to have you back on sometime when you know before your event gets going, and maybe bring some of your fighters on the show.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, I'd love to hear how this event turns out.
It's it can't go wrong if you have even just the crowds that are coming for just this teasing of people or the enthusiasm that's being created that makes people. We got about 40, 50 requests every day. When does the tickets drop? So people want to come to the show and see this event with the Vikings. People get pretty weird if you put up a story behind it. So
I like the idea. Today in Norway, are you able to hold large events at the present, or are you anticipating it being opened up in June?
We can hold every arena with 5,000. We can hold 2,000 people, but okay. And if everything should be a problem, we have already got the pay per view money, so we could just send it in our studio with Norwegian flags if we have to. So we have a backup plan for everything.
That's a big deal. So who's the pay per view going to go through? I know you were saying something about.
I can't confirm it yet, but it's the biggest pay per view, guys.
Okay.
You can use your imagination. So
I don't know. My imagination goes wild sometimes. So
yeah,
try not to.
I know that.
But I really appreciate you coming on here, and I don't want to take up too much more of your time. Let you get some sleep. I know you got a lot going on there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But I was hoping to have Andrew on here, but maybe with a time zone glitch. So, but we do appreciate you coming on, and look forward to you coming back on here soon.
Thank you, sir. It's sorry I messed up the fighters earlier, but you'll get them later.
That's okay. Do you have anybody you want to shout out, or let everybody know where to reach you guys at?
Yes, sorry. We are basically at Ragnarok BKF at Facebook, at Instagram. We are also at Snapchat. Just Ragnarok BKF. So it's you can just BKF.com. Yeah, just go for Ragnarok BKF if you find us.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on, Stanley.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. You have a nice night.
Have a good day.
All right, Stanley. Take care, my man.
Hey, guys.
It's interesting. I think I love What's to see people on? Starting new things and creating new venues, especially that. I mean, that's something that's opening up in his country. And I'm a entrepreneur at heart, so anytime I see anybody doing anything, it makes me want to get involved somehow. So
I like how this guy's own little different twist to it. Brings a little something different.
I've always thought that
I wish he'd change up the rules a little bit.
What's that?
I wish he'd change up the rules a little bit.
Oh, I know what you wish you'd change it up to. Just no holds barred.
Mm-hmm.
Headbutt.
Especially with the Viking thing. You think it's just going to be let loose.
Yeah.
I would be like, if you're going to play the Viking theme, give them Warhammers.
Yeah, it should be totally barbaric.
Even if you use a full hammer, if you get enough swing on that could still hurt.
If you did that, Gabe would be
one person again. Especially against Tito.
I know. I was gonna say, as soon as you drop the name Tito in there, he's in anyway.
Well, and that's like when you watch those old Gladiator movies. Like I'm looking, and they're just swinging that sword all over the place for like 5-10 minutes. Like they would be so tired.
Yeah, have you seen the medieval fights?
No, I actually never got to watch one of their shows. Yeah.
No. M1 does a Russian MMA in full armor with swords. There's actually one video where a guy is flying armbar, and it's so rad. It's so rad.
I'm like,
is it like LARP technically?
What's that?
Sorry.
Is it like LARP?
No, it's for real.
No, it's real.
Oh, okay.
It's for real. I mean,
obviously, the sword isn't sharpened.
They're dull blades, but still, like they go at it. I mean,
I watched some guy with
amazing. Love it.
Yeah, I watched a guy with a shield just jabbing it.
Do they use like different size swords, or do they use those like giant anime ones that are like this fucking wide too?
No, the big steel swords, shit. Like full. Full, yeah. I mean, it's. I'm really, really surprised more people aren't damaged badly, but it's highly, highly
international. Maybe we could add that to our show and start having those people on here too. We'll help like make it big.
Well, when Gabe's ready and willing to venture in on a full blood sport, I'm ready to back that. So.
Well, one of my close friends is a dog brother. You know who the dog brothers are?
No, I don't.
They do full contact stick fighting, and it goes until someone quits. Yeah, and prior to COVID happening, I was going to go to one of the they call it a gathering, and he's a jiu-jitsu black belt who's done MMA, and he beats everybody up because of his skill set. I really want to do it because like it's full bore, everything you've got, and I'm into that.
I know. When you go to that, you let me know where it's at. I'm just going to fly out and see it.
No, it's it's actually they do it prior to COVID, they did it every weekend at a park.
Well, I know, but when you're ready to do it, that's when I want to go.
Okay. Yeah. I'm
do they have rules? Yeah. Like you can't hit the throw or something? Yeah.
Go no ahead. Rules.
Now,
do they have rules? Like they you can't hit someone on the throat or? Nope.
So you wear a protective, like the fencing masks.
Yeah.
Because like, they allow headbutts. They allow smashing to the face. They allow groin shots. So you have to, wearing a cup if you would like. It's pretty much, you obviously can't eye gouge because you have the shield, but it's everything.
You ever watch Street Beefs? You like that too?
I don't know.
Yeah. So Street Beefs is just maybe a backyard. Sure. Street Beefs is kind of just a backyard organization. But
are you talking about like years ago, those YouTube videos with like Kimbo Slice and shit?
The Street Beefs?
Yeah.
They're old stuff, but I think it's still going.
I remember watching those street fights back in the day.
You mean like with Kimbo?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of a lot of those video. Yeah. I actually remember. I hate saying it, but bumps. Remember bum fights?
Yeah, I remember bum fights.
Hands down, like lowest common denominator of all time. But as far as like, you're young, you're entertained by stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
It's good times.
They do stuff like they drop a freaking knee on someone's head on the ground.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yes, please.
Which that's what I'm like.
The girl ones suck. They always end up like grabbing a girl by the hair and just like punching her knee a bunch of times.
But it works.
Well, I'm going bald, but that's also why I don't have long hair.
I think it's funny that we all have to wear hats today.
Iowa just got snow today.
California hit right below 70 today, so it's freezing.
Oh my god!
It was a little chilly. I put on jeans to ride my motorcycle. So
it's been like 20 or 30 degrees here. I haven't even gone outside because I know it's cold and windy.
No, it's been really nice here. So,
you guys are a bunch of Sallys.
It's actually been gorgeous. 70. It is 62 degrees right now.
I would love that.
It's horrible. It's so cold. I've got my Uggs on.
The man Uggs. I have to go on warm up my car Uggs. Like 15 minutes before I plan to go anywhere.
I grew up in Lake Tahoe, and so we had winter, and I remember that, but I've been in Southern California now for 13 years and I don't miss it.
Same. Like I said, I'm from Kansas, and I've been here 5 years, and I don't miss Kansas winters one bit.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too, for, fighters in these areas. You go through such extreme weather change, so, like, some of the fighters, they gain a weight class over the seasons because they can't go out anymore, and they just get fat.
I get it.
I can drive an hour. There with their weather. We just, like, shuffle.
Go ahead, Gabe.
I can drive an hour to the snow. That's perfect for me.
Yeah, it's good to visit snow, but it's,
no, dry. I can drive through the snow. Yeah.
No.
I feel the same way about
not driving in it. Yeah. No. I go up a mountain and then I drive back down and I'm like, oh, I'm at the beach.
I hear that.
Everyone got plans for the holidays?
No, actually, me and my kids are staying in this year.
No, we'll probably go to Universal tomorrow and hang out. That's
do they have holiday deals?
We got passes, so we just go whenever.
But is it usually pretty quiet there? Like, not many people go on the holiday?
It depends. I don't know. I mean, COVID's really messed shit up, so I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you what's actually going to be like. But we got friends coming down from New York, so that's what we're going to do.
Okay, that sounds cool.
And we're going to go watch Wonder Woman.
Watch what?
A new one? Is there a new Wonder
Woman? Yeah, there's a new Wonder Woman coming out.
Oh, Wonder Woman.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I did not know that there was
The first one was actually good. I didn't think it was going to be anything, and it turned out to be a pretty good movie. So,
Because I have two daughters, I'm all for, like, women empowerment. I mean, just because of my daughters, but, like, that definitely makes me feel that the more, like, women in, like, superheroes and, like, tough women are out there, I appreciate that.
Well, yeah, but what about Harley Quinn?
Well, she's a supervillain, so.
Yeah, like, that's not the idol you want your daughter to watch.
Like that. No. I don't want my I personally, for myself, I think it's great and I have no issue with it. But if my daughter came home and she was wearing daddy's slut or some shit, that like there's a shirt she has, I'd lose my mind.
You'd be killing some Joker.
Someone's dying. Someone's dying. Someone's bloodline is disappearing.
Yeah, I would really hate to be the guy that shows up at your doorstep.
Fortunately, I've got a few years before I have to worry about that.
Right. We all feel that way at some point. My daughters are 21 and 22, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm old.
Well, I'll say my kids are getting the age where I'm realizing teen years are just around the corner.
Boys or girls?
How old are your kids and how many?
Boys. My oldest is about to turn 13 and my youngest is 9. So nice. It's coming up.
Boys are
still. That's all they sneak out and coming up with them. I like the party too.
With Gabe's delay, it's always so hard to determine whether he's.
I know, like, is he trying to say something?
someday, Gabe will not have dialogue.
Can you get that automated thing like Stephen Hawking, so it just like texts across?
Do it in the private chat.
All right. Well. I hope you guys all have a good holiday. I think we'll probably wrap the show up. It's been yep. Real. It's been fun. I don't think we have a show planned for next week, Wednesday or Thursday. I think we'll just take the time off and then we'll get back to it on the following Wednesday. And I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Dranger Nutrition.
Incidentally, they sent me some supplements, and I tried their BCAAs and their pre-workout. Pretty good. Tasty.
Well, I know you do
tasty more.
You do more coffee. What did you think about the blueberry pre-workout?
So I'll tell you, I went to do a tactical course, a shooting course, and it was a 9-hour day. I woke up I had to be at the range at 7. I took the BCAAs and the pre-workout because I didn't have coffee, and it kept me going shooting the entire day.
Yeah, and I like it. It doesn't give you like the weird like shakes or anything, or like gives you that weird tingle feeling.
Yeah, I never once no bad aftertaste. No bad aftertaste, yeah. And as Ali stated, there were no shaking. I didn't feel that agitated like when you have too much caffeine. It was good.
Right. Did you get any drop, or what is that when you at the end of it when you
crash?
Yeah.
A crash. Nope. I mean, 9 hours straight, no problems. I took the BCAAs and the pre-workout, and I put it in a big thing of water. So that's what I drank the whole day. It was good.
Okay.
Kept me going.
Highly recommend. I've never tried to make a cocktail with them before.
Try it.
Yes. My friend from our neighborhood swears by it and vodka, but I don't know if that's really a great combination.
I'll try it.
She goes and gets a big 175 of vodka from Costco, like the fake Tito's shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mixes with the blueberry and says it's awesome.
I did know girls that were dieting and they're getting Crystal Light to put in their light vodka.
I'm more of a whiskey.
I got a really nice Japanese whiskey for Christmas for one of my students. I'll try a BCAA pre-workout whiskey drink.
Don't do that. that's sacrilegious in the whiskey community.
I know the guys that like they didn't mix it; they're just like popping in their mouth dry.
Yeah, I've seen who was it? The last person I seen do that. He was on our show, and I watched Coomer. What was his name? Brian Coomer. Yeah, he popped in his mouth and just coughed it out.
I feel like even the people that regularly do pre-workout, it's almost like when drug addicts see someone shoot up, they're like, whoa, that's – I don't do it like that. I mix it.
Yeah, it's like when you're smoking weed or something to walk into a party. Someone and
pulls out a needle, they're like, hey.
There's people doing coke down there, like, hey, we got to leave. People are doing drugs in here.
That guy doesn't mix his pre-workout.
All right, well –
Thank you, everybody. Have a good one. Have a good one.
And I know the holidays are here, so. Go ahead.
See you guys.
Have a good holiday. Enjoy your time, and I will see everybody in 2021, hopefully in better times.
Hell yeah. I'm ready for 2021, so.
It's going to be a new world.
Have a good holiday.
You guys too. See ya. Merry Christmas.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.